This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today I'm talking with John Piper. He's a grandson of William Piper of the famous Piper Aircraft Company. And John has written a book about how the Piper Cub got its name. It's a charming little book for kids, and he's published it. It's out on DVD in kind of a unique sort of format. And so he's going to talk to us about how that all came to be and why they published it the way they did.
Well, the idea actually came to me quite a few years ago. I was down in Washington, D.C., and I happened to have some time. I went into the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum bookstore and saw a bunch of books in there about Amelia Earhart. And everything from little kids' books to like teenage novel sorts of things. And I said, wow, that might be kind of an interesting way to come up with a neat little book about my grandfather somehow and go from there. And it's kind of evolved from that point. And here we are. So I wrote the book quite a few years ago now and have been editing it and modifying it and fixing it and all that sort of thing for years. And we finally decided we'd try bringing it out on a DVD form and see how people like it.
And the book is illustrated, is that right? How did you find the illustrator, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The illustrator is a friend of mine from Lock Haven. He actually works at Lock Haven University, and he'd been doing cartoon-type illustrations for some time. And so I was talking to him about my idea with this thing, and I had the idea of it being a book with a picture on each page and a little bit of verbiage at the bottom or whatever. And so he came up with some pretty clever cartoons to tell the story as well. And so then we later had it, a good friend colorized it. It was real good on a computer and could take the black and white drawings and put color to them. And that's how we got to where we are. But Mark Stevenson still is in Lock Haven and still does a lot of artistic type stuff and cartoon type presentations as well.
Okay, and the story features, of course, the Piper Cub, which is a favorite airplane of a lot of people. It's got a lot of goodwill out there for the Piper Cub itself. And can you tell us a little bit about the story and what story it tells?
Sure. Well, the idea was that it's obviously totally fictional. The real way the Cub got the name is not a very particularly exciting story, but it was what we thought it might be kind of fun to come up with a neat way of doing it. Basically, the story begins that this little plane is sitting on the ramp, and he's feeling kind of sorry for himself because he doesn't have a name. And at the same time, my grandfather and his three boys, my dad and his two brothers, are standing on the ramp saying, you know, if we're going to start selling this airplane soon, we better come up with a good name for it. And one thing leads to another, and my dad, who's a test pilot, who actually was a test pilot early on in the Cub program, is out flying the airplane and done with his test work, and he decides, well, it's time to head home, and the airplane won't turn around to go. He tries to turn it towards the airport and won't turn back. So he looks around to see if he can see what the problem might be, and he notices this little bear cub in this meadow, and make a long story short, they go down and land in the meadow and rescue the cub and bring it back, and that becomes the inspiration for the name for the airplane, obviously.
Oh, what a great story. So to tell this story in a DVD format, how does that work?
Well, what we did was it's basically taking each of the pages of the book and having a narrator voiceover as we go through the pages one by one on the DVD. The narrator happens to be my granddaughter, and the illustrator, you know, was a friend there in Lock Haven, and then to finally put it on a DVD form, my stepson, who's working in the film and photography industry out in Los Angeles, has the technology and the machinery to put it in the proper format to go on a DVD and on today's types of TVs, and so here we are. So the DVD itself is now available. We have a website where people can go to kind of get a little bit of preview of it and see a little more about it and actually order them online if they care to do that. And that website is just piperpresentations.com, so it's pretty easy to get to.
Okay, so essentially it's kind of like a narrated slideshow, or it's almost like for a kid as if someone was reading the book to them and they could look at the pictures, and we know how much kids love that kind of an experience. And so if they go, if people go to piperpresentations.com, you can see a trailer there, which is sort of a little preview of the book. And anything else you want to tell us about this project, John?
Well, I think just the main thing is that, yeah, the idea was that it is like sitting down and reading to a child in today's technological age, I guess. I mean, I still prefer sitting there with them in your lap and reading to them, but this was, we thought, was a neat way to at least introduce it for now, and if there's enough demand, we'd come out with it in a hardcover book. But like you say, it goes page by page, and the printing is on the page, so if the child is learning to read, it kind of reinforces what they're looking at in terms of, you know, picking up new words and that sort of thing. We thought it would be kind of an interesting way to do it, and there's a little music in the background, so on and so forth, and at the end of the story, you can look at a kind of a detailed description of how it came about and who was involved and that sort of thing if you care to, but it's primarily there so people can sit in front of the TV with their kids and read the book, if you will, or listen to the book being read to them.
Okay, well, it sounds like it was a real family project putting this together, and I guess it would be a family project on the other end for people to read it and enjoy it as a family and learn a little bit about, well, at least an imaginary history of the Piper Cub. So thanks for your time today, John.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
So this is Mary Grady with AVWA. We've been talking with John Piper, who's a grandson of William Piper of Piper Aircraft. And the book he wrote is called How Mr. Piper's Cub Got Its Name. And it's available online. You can go to piperpresentations.com, see a trailer there, and find out more about it. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.